Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in online. We're glad you all could be with us, too. We're excited to welcome recording artist Elise Jewell to our program today. Elise is celebrating not only her single, Thinking About You, which you guys will be hearing a little bit later, but also be able to talk to us a little bit about her musical journey, what it's been like for her to share that literally with the world, and also the way it's been for her to be able to see through social media how the world has been responding. Now, if you guys have not gotten Elise's new single, of course, we'll let you know how to do that, as well as stay connected with her. But Elise, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. So we're really excited to kick off the week with you here, Elise. As I mentioned, we're going to be hearing your single, Thinking About You, a little bit later. I want to talk about the year that's been 2020, not necessarily the year that everyone was expecting this year, but at least you've given us some great music, at least to go along with it. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to the song?
Oh, it was crazy because it's my first song, right? So I didn't expect as big of a response as I got because it, you know, it won the John Lennon songwriting contest in the pop category, which was insane. And I got some amazing prizes with that. And I got an electric guitar, which was really cool. I don't know. It was just amazing to see and experience, and especially it being my first song.
Right.
And just, I don't know, it led me to open up and know that this is what I'm, like, meant to do.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that, Elise, because I thought when I was prepping for this segment, and anyone who is not following Elise on social media, she's made it very easy for you guys. It's just her name on Instagram, Elise Jewell. We'll remind you of that a little bit later. But what I thought about was, you know, being able to see those videos of your singing up there on stage. I mean, some of them literally from 2, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I mean, when you look at that, does it kind of seem for you, Elise, that you are doing exactly what you were meant to do?
Yeah, well, ever since a young age, I knew that I wanted to be a singer. I remember, like, telling my parents, I was like, I want to be a rock star when I grow up. I want to be, like, Hannah Montana, Taylor Swift. and so just over the years, and I got those, and then I just got amazing opportunities that came with that. I don't know, it's just been crazy, and I really do feel like this is what I'm meant to do.
Yeah. And we're able to see on social media not only, of course, you're being able to sing, but also your love of music. I have to talk to you about this experience because I mentioned to you that our partner here at Conversations Live is Amazon, so we got the single there. But it's available on all the streaming sites. I mean, how does that feel? You mentioned, you know, like Taylor Swift. How does it feel to have music available in the same places that people can find Taylor Swift?
Oh, it's crazy. Like five little leaves, never in a million years would she have thought that I would be doing this interview right now or I would have a song released on Spotify. Like, it's just crazy to me, and it's so surreal, but it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people, of course, who talk about, you know, pursuing music, at least as you know, or doing something in the entertainment industry, but they don't have the courage to be able to do it. What do you think has given you the courage to not just say that you want to do this, but then to go and do it?
I have a really good support system. My family has really encouraged me and helped me throughout it. My dad was in a band when he was in, like, high school. My aunt was off Broadway, and so music kind of runs in my family, and I was just given great opportunities, and I met some really good people on the way, and they've also really helped me. And I think growing my confidence also, because confidence is a big thing, especially if you want to be in this industry. And it's been a struggle for me, but I've grown it over the years, and I think that's a big thing too.
Right. And along this way, especially since March, at least, you know, when you released the single, you know, thinking about you, I mean, the response seems to be crazy. I mean, you had made a post on Instagram on March the 18th where you said, you know, I'm so excited for you guys to hear my song. And, I mean, literally the comments were just rolling in from that. I mean, how does that feel to know that people who've never even met you were excited about the new music?
No, it's insane. Like, the other day I got a DM from a girl, and she, I was just looking through DMs, and she DM'd me, and she was like, your song is my playlist, like, thank you for, like, releasing this, like, I really love it. And it just, like, it almost made me sort of start crying. I was like, wow, like, this is crazy that people that I don't even know have listened to my music, and
right.
that I'm reaching people all over the world, which is
all
just
over the world.
Crazy to me. And, yeah.
Well, for those who have not had a chance to get it for themselves, we will remind them how they can do that. Elise, I want to say for those who are just tuning in, though, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Elise Jewell is our guest for this segment. We're talking to Elise not only about this year that's been for her, 2020, but also, of course, releasing her first single, Thinking About You. So I have to ask you, Elise, how did this particular song come about?
Well, I wrote it last summer. When I had a crush on this boy, and I did a co-write session with a great guy named Shane Stevens. I want to write a love song about this guy. so that's kind of how it came about. The guy and I met at, I think, a modeling gig, actually. It was really crazy. And then, I don't know, we just talked a lot, and I wish that he thought of me the same way that he thought about him. So, or I thought about him. So, thinking about you.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, I'll tell you, it's a great song. And for those who have not had a chance to hear it, Elise, we're about to give them the opportunity. Here is Thinking About You by recording artist Elise Jewell. We'll be back with our final moments with Elise right after this. So stay with us.
Picture us in my head. I see me in the city in a red dress. Heart beat out my chest. Yeah. People flying by on the subway. We lock eyes, but we don't speak. I trip and I fall, and you catch me. That's the scene I play when I think about you. And how could you gonna love me? I think about you.
Think about me too. Think
That again was Thinking About You by recording artist Elise Jewell. You can get that single as we did through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite online retailer. Elise is actually making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but also what it's been like for her to share her very first single with the world and the way that the world has been responding to it. Elise, I mentioned to you as the song was playing there, one of the things I noticed is that you love performing live. I saw you performing at some showcases, saw that on social media. I know it has to be exciting when you're able to actually be around people, right? to perform Thinking About You. But talk to us about that. What is it like for you to be up on that stage and to see people responding to your music and or responding to your voice at least?
Whenever I performed at Lava Cantina, which was one of the biggest shows I did, I was in awe. It was crazy. It's crazy. That's like the main word I had to describe it. I got the opportunity to work with a band, and it was so much fun. And just interacting with people in the audience, talking to them, singing with them, just seeing that response. And then I had my friends in the audience, and they were like hyping me up. It was just crazy. It was so much fun, and I really miss performing live, but unfortunately, you know, Corona has took a toll on that. But we're gonna get back on and performing live, and I actually have a live performance, semi live. It's gonna be streamed. I think in mid August 15th or 14th. Yeah.
Cool.
So
cool.
I'm working with a band. We're gonna be social distance, so so it's Corona safe. I'm really excited for that because that'll be my first show in like months.
Right. Well, look, I know your fans are going to be looking forward to that. We're going to remind them how they can stay connected with you. Elise, I can't let you leave here, though, without giving some encouragement to our audience, because I mentioned earlier about there are a lot of people who look up to you and they see what you're doing and say, wow, you know what, I wish I could do that. What encouragement do you normally give? Because I see even people commenting, talking about how much you inspire them. So what encouragement do you give people when it comes to pursuing their own goals and dreams?
I mean, definitely work hard, stay positive. Positivity is a thing that I'm about. I think, you know, having a positive mindset and staying focused and being like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is how I'm going to do it. Also reaching out to people, asking for help, advice, even like Google. Like, I don't know, Google helps me too.
Right.
Just really working hard for it, because I think that if you really set your mind to it and if you work hard for it, then you can achieve it.
So true. I totally agree. And you are proof of that. Again, everyone, recording artist Elise Jewell has been our guest. Great conversation with you today. Elise, we've been talking with her not only about the musical journey, but also what it's been like for her now to literally share her music with the world. The single's available worldwide. Again, it's called Thinking About You. It's available through your favorite streaming platform. And Elise, I mentioned it earlier, but how can our audience stay connected with you?
You can find me on all platforms at Elise Jewell, ElyseJewell.
All right. She's made it very easy for you guys, so make sure you guys are following her there. Let her know what you think about the single. Elise, this has been a real pleasure for me. Really glad you stopped by the program today, and I hope you'll come back with your next single.
Yeah, thank you. It's been so much fun talking to you.
The pleasure's definitely been all mine. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live for our radio audience. You guys stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come. For those joining us online, though, that's going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. Let's make it a great one.